Dominican news. We'll keep you all up to date as soon as we start here. But coming in right now is Stuart Horn with the tip-off.
All Stuart. Right. Thank you very much, Josh. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have the starters out on the floor. We'll bring those to you here momentarily for now. We get this broadcast off the ground, 5:30. Josh is standing by. Stuart Horn with you with a play-by-play. In the middle for the Penguins, it'll be Michaela Baskerville. For BYU Hawaii, the Seasiders, sends out Madison Kite, a 5'11 junior out of Windermere, Florida. For the tip-off, also out there for the Penguins is Raquel Gomes. She's joined by Shauna Bryant, Tammy Bronner out there, and Alicia Flatten. If you're a regular listener to Penguin Radio, then you know that Flatten, the all-time scoring leader, set that mark just about 2 weeks ago right here at the Conlon Center. Did it at home. That's in style, Josh. 20 minutes overhead. Brandon Davis is in the house, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu with another worldwide broadcast from the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. Whistles are blown. Penguins are attacking the southern hoop, but BYU Hawaii gets it on the tip out, out of bounds, tipped off of Raquel Gomes on the long end, right under the bucket the Seasiders are going after. Seasiders in their road reds, cardinal red, deep red, kind of a tomato red. And hammering down a three-point tomato was Rochelle Fennenbach. Fennenbach out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, a 5'6" junior. Penguins now on offense, off to our left. Josh and I here high atop in the luxury broadcasting area. Penguins moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. Gomes has it, goes down low to Baskerville, overthrows her. Baskerville is able to tip it out off of Madison Kite. Heads-up move there by Baskerville. Out of bounds off a Kite. Penguins retain possession. 19 and a half. Penguins down 3-0. I formation on the inbounds. Right under the hoop. Flatten gets it into Gomes. Goes long two ball. Gomes, 18-footer good. 3-2. Penguins trail. Penguins now on defense off to our right. Defending the northern bucket here at the Conlon Center. BYU now working it in. Here's Dara Tompkinson. She's a 5'2 sophomore out of Honolulu. And she throws it away. Penguin ball right in front of the Penguin bench. Penguins, of course, are coached by Brianna Chambers, assisted by Eric Nelson. Inbounds now. Bronner's got to the backcourt. 19-10 to go. 3-2. Seasiders. Bronner brings it up across the timeline on the right side. Over to Baskerville on the right side. Driving in. Baskerville brings it in baseline. A little bit short. Walking with it, Seasiders, Penguin ball.
You know, Stu, that has been the problems for the Penguins throughout the season is just little bits of execution, not finishing at the rim, you know, little mistakes on the court, simple fouls. You got to execute a little better than that. But I spoke to Michaela Baskerville before the game, and she is looking to have her best last two games here as a Penguin as she is going into her last two games here at the Collin Center.
Bronner with a head fake from the right side, goes three ball, can't get it to go. Bryant with a rebound, gets it back down to the hands of Bronner. She's going to reset in between the circles. Bronner now fakes over to the left, spins left, double dribble. Bronner had been blocked for an instant, just enough time for her to pinch it and hold on to it. And in fact, .1838 inbounds. Bronner, for some reason, the Penguins got it back. I'm not really sure why. The ball ended up out of bounds. I thought it was a traveling call on Bronner. Apparently, it was some sort of a violation against the Seasiders. Either way, Penguins have it. From the free throw line, with the first jumper of the night, buckling is Alicia Flatten. No good. A little bit deep. Seasiders turn around, transition. Fennenbrock goes up, right side. No. That was a little bit deep. Fennenbrock's got the cardinal red undershirt under the uni. So some of the ladies got the shoulders out. Fennenbrock has the t-shirt underneath, the matching tee. Thinking about it, three ball. Out on the right side is Gomes. She gets it over to Baskerville, drives in again. Baskerville, baseline, goes up, two shots on goal. Both are blocked, but a whistle on the second one. And the foul is called against Seasiders. Dara Tompkinson. I think I called her Tompkinson a second ago, Josh, but it's Tompkinson. Also out on the floor for the Seasiders, who are coached by Wendy Anea, Fennenbach, and Mahina Gago, along with Tompkinson. And to the line is Baskerville, and the first one is good. Also out there for BYU Hawaii, Madison Kite, a 5'11 junior. And Felicita Ika, a 5'9 senior out of Provo, Utah. Michaela Baskerville knocks down both, Josh. Penguins up 4-3, 17:45 to go, fans. Game one. This is a PacWest doubleheader tonight. Here goes a long three ball out on the right side by Gago. No. Gago's a 5'9 senior out of Las Vegas. And out of bounds called off of Fennenbach. Fennenbach's playing some very aggressive ball out there, Josh. I like her game so far. Penguins get the ball, but not for lack of Fennenbach giving it a go. 17.5 to go, fans. First half. 4-3 DU. From the Conlin Center, live worldwide basketball. Only two home games left, including tonight. Uh-oh, stolen away from Alicia Flatten, just swiped away by Tomkison. Tomkison at the last instant chucks it off to Gago. And Gago walks with it. Penguins get it on the unforced error, but they gave it away in an unforced fashion. Inbounds from Bryant to Flatten. Brings it up the right side. Flatten now with a 360 spinner across the middle. She's got Fennenbach on her. She flips it off top of the key to Raquel Gomes. Gomes, number 32. Oh, Gomes with a great fake to the left. Gets it off to Bronner. Two ball Bronner. 1 foot outside the arc, Josh. The other one indoors. 6-3 Penguins, 16:50.
Now let's see if the Penguins can keep it up, Stu. All season, a lot of people have been saying that the Penguins play more like a one-half team. They do real good for one half and then either come back and not really have such a good half, and that's where teams have been able to gain ground on the DUs. But if they can keep their composure tonight, Stu, and play basketball for all 40 minutes, they should be okay. But this looks to be a tough team, and they did lose to this Brigham Young team back in Hawaii on their Hawaiian trip a few weeks ago.
Top of the key, Dara Tomkison chucks it away. Goes out off the end line into the Penguin cheerleaders. DU, the recipient of another gift. Thank you, BYU. Bronner, who just scored that big deuce, chucks it away. Intended for Baskerville, or it may have been intended for Bryant. Out on the right wing, it got past Bryant and went into the front row of the grandstands. A bunch of kids are here for a game at halftime. So the kids picked it up. They're from St. Patrick's School. 16-16 to go. 6-3 Penguins early. Seasiders from BYU Hawaii in the house. BYU Hawaii currently 5-7 in PacWest. Oh, and the Penguins steal it away now. Berlinski's got it for the DUs. Penguins work it down low from Baskerville to Bryant, turnaround 180 jumper, buckling good. 8-3 DUs by 5, Josh, inside of 16, fans. We're just 7 minutes into it by the clock, coming up on 5 minutes into it by the overhead. In real time, we've only played 7 minutes. Under the bucket now, the Penguins with a rebound. Oh, big transition to Gomes from Flatten. Oh, Gomes on the left side, and a timeout has been called by Coach Anae. BYU's assistant coaches are Paula Pendergast, Mike Aronica, Latoya Wiley, and Jay LaFeda. For the Penguins, of course, head coach Brianna Chambers is assisted by Eric Nelson. So as Josh mentioned, tonight, our second to last home game on the air, followed by Saturday night against Chaminade. That will be one of those bittersweet nights because it's senior night, senior send-off night. And the Penguins will be graduating a few, including the all-time scoring leader here at DU, Alicia Flatten. That'll be her final home game. Penguins are not eligible for postseason play as this is their first year transitioning into the NC2A. But it's been quite a year around here, folks, transitioning into the NC2A. We've got the great Terry Toomey at the helm. He's been overseeing everything. That's been a gigantic job for him. He's done a pretty good job. Boy, the Penguins have done some great work in their first year. Now, from under the bucket, left side, softly, Tomkison goes up after a perfect feed. 10-5, Penguins, inside of 15 minutes, fans. Worldwide broadcast tonight, as usual. Now, up and under, Shauna Bryant gets her own rebound after hitting the side of the backboard. She flips it out to Raquel Gomes, goes to Baskerville left wing. Baskerville now with 9 on the shot clock, hands it off to Alicia. Now they work it down low through the fingertips of Raquel Gomes, and a foul is called against Madison Kite, the 5'11 junior. That is the second timeout. Pardon me, the second foul committed by BYU Hawaii. The Penguins haven't committed any. 10-5 is the score, 14-40. Here's Josh.
Well, the Penguins have done a good job, Stu, in getting out in transition and getting scores in the open floor. But one thing I like to see Dominican improve on is help side defense. Even though they are up by 5, we've seen BYU Hawaii take advantage of their men down low and getting the ball moved around to their guards and getting down low in the paint and scoring very easily, Stu. I think Dominicans just improve a little bit on their help side defense. We keep pushing the ball in transition and keep BYU from running in transition as well. That is going to be the key to being successful in this game. And you know the Penguins are going to want some revenge, Stu, because they did lose to this BYU Hawaii team on their Hawaii trip, 78-64. So they want a little retribution.
Oh, man, we've got a youngster out on the floor, Josh, from the free throw line, and he's got an opportunity in front of this gigantic crowd to win some sort of great prize. He's got a great stroke. Kid, nothing but swish there on the way. Oh, no, and somebody beeped the buzzer in his backstroke. That wasn't very sporting. But he wins something, I think. Oh, he had a great stroke on him, that youngster out there. Always got something good going here at the Conlin Center. David Morris and Pat Huser, those guys put together some great stuff here at the Conlin Center, always involving the community and the kids in the neighborhood and just about everybody, Josh. 14:40 to go, 10-5. Here we go. The end of the timeout has come. Penguins inbounds under the bucket they're going after. That's a southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Inbounds, 3-ball flattened on the way from about 5 miles away. Somehow the Penguins get the rebound, 14.5 to go. Wise gets it to Berlinski. She drives in left side. Back over to Wise on the way, deep, air ball. Taken down by Zori Drew, a 5'7 junior out of Chantilly, Virginia. To high school in Japan, Josh. Pretty interesting. Coming up on 14 minutes. Now they work it across the court. Open lane. Kite. Can't get it. Penguins steal it away on the rebound. Seasiders had the rebound, but Flatten got in there with a crafty move and swiped it away. Flatten, 3-ball on the way. Backspinning. Short. Tipped out. Loose ball. Madison Kite with the rebound. 13:50 to go. Penguins by 5 whistle. A travel called against Zori Drew.
And the Penguins were lucky on that one, too, because just as the travel was called, Finnebach was cutting below underneath the rim. No one saw her in transition, and that's what Dominican cannot have. They can't let these teams get ahead of them on the court and score in transition. It will be costly for them in the end if they keep letting that happen, sir.
Penguins 2-12 in conference. Wise with the ball over to Baskerville on the way. Baskerville with a jumper. Good. Penguins lead now 12-5. .13:20 to go, fans, and now there's been a stop in play. The Penguins get the ball on the turnover, and the Penguins sub in to Taki Takoi in place of Baskerville. And Kimi Nakamura. Now, Nakamura out of Sacramento, a 5'6 freshman, Josh, has had one heck of a season. Her first year with the Diaz, and she has just been stellar, getting a lot of minutes every game, it seems like. Takoi comes in, number 25. Taki.
Yeah, it was stated earlier in one of our previous broadcasts, Stu, that the Penguins do shoot the ball more from the arc than a lot of teams in the Pac-West Conference. I believe they have probably one of the most highest free throw percentage shooters out there.
And there's Berlinski, a long two ball, Josh, top of the key beyond. She's about 4.5 feet beyond the free throw line with just maybe a foot inside the arc. That was a nice two ball.
Right you are, Stu. And that was 3-point percentage shooters, not free throw. I correct myself.
14-5, and Flatten gets wrapped up off ball with Madison Kite. And it's called against Taki Takoi. I thought it was off ball against Flatten. That's where I was looking anyway. I didn't have my eye on Takoi, but I don't know what the call was on Takoi, but that's her first, and the first from the Penguins.
Well, Takoi got wrapped up with Zori Drew on that one, Stu, just out here on the wing near me, so... You know what? I was told that this game was very physical between these two teams when they went to Hawaii, and we're seeing the same bit of it here.
Gago gets it inbounds to Tompkinson. Tomkinson backs up right in the right corner and buries a tray ball. 14-7 Penguins. 12-21, as Josh mentioned earlier, while the Penguins are on the road in Hawaii. Same group of Seasider ladies got past the DUs on that big road trip. The Penguins were in the islands for 8 days. Penguins are 2-12 in conference, while the Seasiders are 5-7. BYU is 9-13 overall, DU's 5-20. A pretty tight matchup tonight. Penguins' first year in the conference, getting to play against BYU. 12-14, Penguins have it on the short side. Right under the bucket, they get it into Wise in the corner. Tipped out of bounds by Madison Kite, who reached in. Wise will have it now on the sideline, and that gives the Penguins a little more breathing room. Penguins by 7. 12-10 to go in the first half. Berlinski gets two Wise on the right elbow with a foot fake. Right, Wise thinks three ball. She nails a big two ball, and that was nothing but swish, Josh. That was so pure. It looked like she drank a quart of Pennzoil just before she released that one. Getting the smooth reference, I'm hoping there, Josh.
Yes, I am getting the reference there, Stu.
11:46. Usually you didn't have the little laugh, Marmy. Penguins now pull it down on the rebound after the missed shot on goal from the right side by Kite. Penguins bring it up. Wise goes left side. Berlinski thinking three ball deep. Oh, boy, that was close. Pulled down by Zori Drew, the 5'7 junior. Big transition work. Mahina Gago's got it in the right corner. Now they slow things down to Zsa Lawson. Zsa Lawson, a 5'2 senior, has some pretty good hops. She gets the ball off down low left side to Tomkinson. Whistle after the shot on goal by Tomkinson does not go. 16-7, 11-16, and a whistle subs in for BYU. Coming in is Loselina Fakaosi. And before I could get the other player there, Josh, I'm not sure who else will be coming in, but we'll be reporting that for you at the end of this timeout, fans. This is an official timeout for the media. And you're listening to the media right now. That's Josh and I. Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. And with some media information, here's my lovable sidekick, Josh Johnson.
Yes, sir. You can follow Dominican Athletics at DominicanAthletics.com for all your up-to-date news, press releases, everything you need to know about Dominican University Athletics. Also, you can tweet us. I believe that's the correct way to say it. You can tweet us on Twitter.com/Dominican Sports. Yes, that's Twitter.com/Dominican Sports. Looks like everybody has a Twitter nowadays. And also, Facebook.com/Dominican Athletics. Facebook.com/Dominican Athletics. Stu, are you a Facebook friend of DU Athletics?
Well, who isn't?
I mean, right, you are.
I mean, come on. The list, I think, of people involved with DU Athletics on Facebook, the list is shorter of those people who are not friends,
right,
if you know what I mean.
Correct. Now, we're always loving people. Don't forget to tune in live to radio.dominican.edu. We know there's a lot of stuff going on in the world of sports. The NFL Combine was this week, and, you know, all the draft talk and everything. The Combine is great, but I love DU Athletics more, despite the fact that, you know, I had some good time watching the Combine this weekend, Stu. Did you get any view into that?
I didn't, but I'm not surprised to hear that you love DU Athletics more because,
oh, no doubt,
Josh, you are a Penguin through and through. 11:14 to go, and the Penguins bring it inbounds. Berlinski's got it left side across the timeline, goes flattened. She heaves it across the court. Now they slow things back down to Kylie. 20 on the shot clock. Taki Takoi's got it on the right wing. Penguins have a very soft side with a head fake there. Takoi didn't take it. Now she sets a screen for Flatten. Over to Wise. Wise with a big long two ball a second ago. 5 on the shot clock. Flatten's got 3 to work with. Flatten kick back out. Flatten throws it away. She had no time to work with it. Zori Drew picks it up. And bringing it up now for the Seasiders is Zsa Lawson. I like that name, Josh. You don't see many Zsa's these days. But there she is. 10.5 to go, fans. 16-7. Zsa Lawson with the ball on the left elbow. Now she flips it off over to Gago, who fakes right, goes left. Gago, the 5'9 senior, draws a whistle. And the foul is called. I'm not sure who that was called on, Josh.
Oh, that was called on Takoi.
You're right. Takoi picks up her second, and the Penguins have only committed 2, and both by Taki. And as a result of that, Taki gets yanked. 10.5 to go, 16-7. Inbounds, Kimmy creates some real trouble on the inbounds. Kimmy Nakamura, while she only stands at 5'6", boy, she plays about 7'6" when you're trying to get the ball inbounds over her. Uh-oh. And one of the DUs hits the deck. And that's Kelsey Janisch, who's entered the game for the Penguins. She's out there with Nakamura and Gomes and Berlinski and Bronner. So with 10:21 to go, it's 16-7.
And now with the inbound is Kimmy Nakamura. It's Tammy Bronner, and Bronner is going to carry it across the timeline for the Penguins. Bronner has showed great, great veteran leadership to this Penguin team. She gives it out to Kimmy on the arc. Kimmy drives in, dishes out top to Bronner. Bronner fakes the shot, dishes out to Kylie Berlinski. Berlinski pulls it, oh, just off the tip of the rim. It's rebounded by Kelsey Janisch, though. Janisch dishes it back out to Bronner. Bronner has it. Bronner decides to pull the three of herself. Oh, off the rim again, but it's rebounded by Berlinski. Berlinski dishes down low to Kelsey Janisch. 27 on the shot clock. Janisch dishes out to Berlinski, and at the top of the key again to Tammy Bronner as the DUs have it again. Bronner's dribbling around. She's willing to Dylan. Drives under. Dishes up top to Raquel Gomes. Raquel Gomes will pull the three. No, it's in and out. And it's knocked out of bounds by the Penguins. Tammy Bronner was the last one to get her hands on it. Still 16-7, 9:39 left, and the ball will be inbounded by BYU.
All right, Josh, thank you very much. Good job there, 9:36, stepping in for me on the play-by-play.
No problem.
Just wanted to get a correction on one of the BYU players. Pronunciation of the names, want to keep them straight. 9.5 to go. Penguins on defense now. Lawson's got it, top of the key. She flips over to the right side to Gago. Now Gago with the soft jumper. Oh, boy, that was crafty. She just worked it in the lane very softly. And she dumps it in there, 16-9 Penguins. Penguins been on top so far the entirety of the first quarter. We're now early in the second quarter. Outside, on the way, three ball, Berlinski. Is in the air a long time after it hit the rim. It did not fall, but a whistle, and they're going to give the ball back to the Seasiders.
You know, one thing I noticed, Stu, is Kylie Berlinski, she's very comfortable with pulling the jumper and taking the shot. I would like to see her pump fake a few times, you know, and use a little bit of that athletic ability that we've seen in previous games, you know, to drive to the cup and try to get the layup. She's so aggressive when she wants to be for this DU team, and we see a great player out of her then, you know. But for a true freshman, I guess you got to find your niche and get comfortable there at first, but the Penguins are playing great right now, Stu.
Penguins steal it away after BYU worked it. Janisch swipes it, goes coast to coast, and then picks up. Oh, she was able to draw the foul committed by Lawson, the 5'2 senior. She's out of Moreno Valley. Went to Mount Sac High School. So to the line for the Mighty Penguins is Kelsey Janisch on the way, and it rattles in, Josh. That one hit the right side, hit the backboard, bounced around, and went down. I'd like to see that. Welcoming the fans listening to us in the islands. See, the BYU's brought their own radio crew. That's kind of nice. 8.5 to go. Our feed broadcasting worldwide, 18-9 Penguins. After Janisch gets it done. 16 fouls committed by BYU, 2 committed by the Dominicans. Lawson gets it outside. Now she goes to Gago. Now over to the left side, over to Mina Romito, a 5'7" freshman. Goes long ball, no. Penguins to the rebound, Berlinski. Right side, Bronner, head fake, thinking about it. Backing up now, 23 on the shot. Oh, Bronner had all alone. Bronner gets nailed and falls backward, a long two ball. Right wing, good shot there, huh, Josh? 20-9, coming up on 8 minutes. Bronner firing nicely. D's looking pretty solid right now. First quarter belonged to the Penguins. 20-9 so far. It's been all DU. Penguins on defense now, off to our right. Driving the baseline, right side goes Madison Kite. Off the glass, too much glass. Hauled down, though, the rebound by Mahina Gago, the 5'9 senior, goes. So the second shot falls, 20-11, Penguins, coming up on 7.5 fans. Flatten and Baskerville getting ready to re-enter. 7.5 exactly now, Bronner. She's between the circles now. She drifts over to the right. She has nowhere to put it. Now she finally works it down low to Gomes. Gomes got to chuck it back out. Four on the shot clock. Gomes has to spin around her guy. Two on the shot clock. Gomes gets it on the up and under, doesn't fall, but draws a whistle.
Yeah, that was good shot clock management by Gomes to recognize the time on the shot clock, drive in and try to draw some contact, meanwhile getting the ball up to hit the rim. Good job by Raquel Gomes on that one.
Yeah, I'm sure that Gomes could hear everybody on the bench yelling and screaming, counting backward on the shot clock, as is usual, the normal series of events that take place, fans. In case you can't hear it over our airwaves, when the shot clock gets to 10, then everybody on the Penguin bench starts counting backward. So if the Penguins have the ball, of course, and then the Penguin players know how much time with which they have to work. In that case, Gomes only had 2 seconds, and she got the up and under and at least made contact with the rim. Now, during this media timeout, we have a race going on out on the floor of two young ladies who have to carry a tennis ball on a tennis racket through a series, some sort of a maze. And the two young ladies competed. And one of the ladies won the race, and she won something cool. 20-11. Oh, a free massage, Josh? Something like that. 20-11, fans, 7:16 to go. I'm not sure what she won.
Well, you know what? Our new athletic director, Terry Toomey, has instituted a whole lot of new, you know, game preparation and, I guess, game time activities where he likes to involve the fans as well as, you know, everyone else here and all the spectators and athletes here at Dominican University. So it's good to see Terry is making us legit.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's kind of cool getting everybody involved like that. On the line now for the Penguins is Raquel Gomes. She nails the first one. Penguins by 10. In the second quarter, 7:16 to go, 21-11. Gomes back on the line now, on the way. Rattles it in the right corner pocket. Josh, if the hoop were a pool table, that was in the right
corner pocket.
Yeah, right in the right corner pocket.
Love the pool analogy in basketball. Love
over
it.
On the left side now, the Penguins on defense and whistles off ball. And it may be called against BYU. Way off ball, Josh. He was nowhere near. The ball was way outside. Kite was down in the low left post and drew the whistle off ball. Another one on Kite. She gets yanked. And in her place comes Lauren Halley. Halley is 6'2" junior out of North Salt Lake, Utah.
Yeah, and BYU is not real happy with the officiating right now. But one thing that you know, and it's the rule of sports, you got to adjust. Adjustments are big in the NCAA, and you must adjust to the officiating, not only the other team, but that's key to being a successful team. So if they're calling that, hey, you know not to put yourself in that situation. But sometimes bad calls are just bad calls.
Well, that's true, too. But now when you're talking about adjusting, as we have a timeout out of bounds, BYU, Penguins will get the ball. But while you're talking about adjusting, what about adjusting to a roadhouse? You know, they're in a different home.
True.
Who knows? Could be something to that. Now the long jumper right side, Baskerville. Doesn't get that one to go. Baskerville's been a little shaky the last couple games, Josh, from on her scoring. Defense, one of Baskerville's great strengths. She's just been a tremendous get for the Penguins. Last couple of games, though, I think she's been working on her shooting, and that one was an example. That one did not go. And now it's thrown away, and it goes out of bounds at midcourt, and the Penguins will get it back after an errant toss by Rochelle Fennenbach. Now, Fennenbach got a lot of minutes in the first quarter, a lot of mention on the air, 5'6 junior, and then kind of quiet in the second quarter, 6:12 to go till the half. And don't forget, fans, at the half, Josh will have all the stats with our halftime extravaganza, all the numbers that matter. Be listening at the end of the halftime for Josh's halftime extravaganza. There's only a couple to go now, as tonight and then Saturday night will be the final night of home play, the final home game broadcast. I'm sorry to say, Josh and I have had such a good time this season. Ushering the Penguins into the NC2A, back underway, 3 on the shot clock. Gomes gets it from Flatten, driving the paint, walks.
Well, Saturday night will be our final broadcast, won't it, Stu?
That's right, tonight and then Saturday. Did I say
that
tonight?
Right. I think you said tonight, but okay. Maybe I was, you know, I was a little out of tune for a second.
I mean that Saturday night when Chaminade is here.
Yes.
22-11 tonight, men's game following this one, then two more on Saturday. That'll be a men's and women's doubleheader. Turnaround jumper by Felicita Ika, the 5'9 senior out of Provo. And she gets it to fall. A very nice shot by Ika there. 22-13, Penguins. Coming up on 5 minutes, fans. Baskerville, top of the key. Gets it to Wise on the right elbow. Wise, nowhere to put it. Throws it away. Whistle. Wise chucks it away. Penguins by nine. 5:06 to go. Foul is called on Gomes. And now Brianna Chambers has called the timeout. And I'm not sure Gomes was a recipient of that. She must have pushed off the defender because she drew the foul. That's the third committed by the Penguins with 5:06 to go. Eight committed by the Seasiders.
Right you are, Stu. And the Seasiders, you know, they're starting to claw back a little bit. They've been able to slow down the Penguins in transition a little bit and let the Penguins run a little bit of their offense. And DU's just going to have to stay on top of that, trying not to commit so many offensive fouls and fouls on the defensive end. And I like to see DU try to crash the boards a little bit more. We've seen the Seasiders be able to get a lot of second-chance opportunities on the boards, and Dominican can improve that. But we spoke earlier about Michaela Baskerville, and you know what, Stu, you're right, you are. She has not always been the most prolific scorer for the Penguins. She's kind of like a Ron Artest for the Lakers, you know. She plays a lot of good defense. She provides a lot of that great defensive pressure. But scoring not always her strong suit. She's trying to improve that, or at least get some shots up and show a little bit more, I guess, of that veteran scoring for the Penguins in these next two games at home. But we're going to have to see her do a lot of hard work here against the Seasiders.
Back underway, fans. 5 minutes exactly. The clock rolls. Penguins on defense on our right. Fenenbach got it. They go back down low to Ika again. This time she can't get it to fall with the identical shot that she made just in the previous series. 22-13. Penguins with the rebound. Bronner brings it up. 4:40 to go. Right side, Baskerville. She drives in, throws it away. Oh, and they're giving it back to the Penguins. It was out of bounds, Josh, off of Mahina Gega. Boy, that was close. BYU is motioning as if it were their ball. If it was their ball, and inbounds under the hoop. Penguins do get it in. Flatten right side. Flatten three ball. Flatten goes three ball. 25-13. Inside of 4.5 now, Josh. Great play there by the Penguins' all-time scoring leader, Alicia Flatten, the senior. Now just after tonight, one home game left for the four-year Penguin, Alicia Flatten under the bucket. Foul is called now on Tammy Bronner as the Seasiders worked it the other direction. Felicita Ika on the line there, the 5'9 senior. It's Felicita Ika, 4:19 to go. 25-14. And the Penguins sub in a couple, Bryant and Nakamura back in the game, out there with Kylie Berlinski, Wise, and Alicia Flatten. Ika back to the line. On the way, short. Penguins with a nice box out. And the rebound by Wise. She flips it off to Berlinski. Brings it up the right side, Josh. Berlinski now heaves it down low, almost throws it away. Bryant now finishes the job. So while it was almost thrown away, Bryant snapped it up, Josh, and then chucked it away. 25-14. The Penguins on the unforced turnover. Inbounds BYU. Tomkison. Zori Drew brings it in over to Zsa Zsa Lawson. She goes top of the key. Almost stolen away. Fenenbach throws it out. And Fenenbach now wants to go talk to the referee. Fenenbach, I think, is going to go to the line. An immediate timeout. Well, I love the sound of that here, being in the NC2A. You get a couple of extra timeouts devoted strictly to the media, Josh. And that's us. And now with some of the sponsors of DU Athletics, here's Josh.
Yes. Sponsors of DU Athletics include Puentes Taqueria. Puentes Taqueria has been a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics for a long time. They're located in the Montecito Plaza on 3rd Street in San Rafael. Best burritos in town, Puentes Taqueria. Don't forget, also about Gelati Brothers Contractors. Gelati Brothers, they've been building San Rafael and in Marin County since 1914. Another great, proud sponsor of the Penguins. And don't forget to read more about all your Marin sports news and your DU sports news in the Marin Independent Journal, where it's all about Marin, another proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics. And if you're on campus, pick up an issue of The Habit. The Habit, our on-campus newspaper, great, great sports section, great, great entertainment section, great, great everything in The Habit. All your on-campus, off-campus news, local, worldwide. We cover everything in The Habit. If you love DU sports, sports page is fully devoted to Dominican Athletics news, courtesy of Melba Bills and sports editor Mike Wells. So Michael Wells is heading to sports in the newspaper this year, and he's doing a fantastic job, Stu. You've got various articles on all the new coaches and Terry Toomey, and we might wind up doing one on Stuart Horn. We never know.
Well, that's a rarity. Inside of 4 minutes now, fans, the clock rolls. I think about 6 years ago I made the cover of The Habit. So that was cool, 25-14. But that was before your time, Josh. I think it's about time. Maybe talk again. Here goes Fennenbach from the top of the key, way out. She's the top of the key, plus four. Plus two. She was well in three-point range. She goes air ball, 25-14, with 3:43 to go. Penguins now, at this point in the game, shooting 39% against 35% for the Seasiders. Out on the right side, three ball, Flatten, way out there. Holy cow, Flatten buries another one from way out there, Josh. I don't even know if I can throw a basketball that far, much less put it on the mark, but Flatten can. 28-14, that's her third tray ball. Lawson drives in right side. Lawson's got a good buckling jumper, Josh. And she gets fouled, but the ball doesn't go. The Penguins are on the verge of lapping BYU here in the second quarter, 28-14. But Lawson will go to the line.
That was big boy range from Alicia Flatten. I mean,
that
she pulled it from far beyond the men's three, which has to be in the back of my mind thinking, is that was almost an NBA three. I mean,
oh, yeah. I'd say Flatten just nailed an NBA three.
No doubt about it. I mean, she has great, great skill from beyond the arc. Alicia Flatten's just an all-around player. That's why she's the all-time leading scorer.
That's right.
And she's just making her case for the Hall of Fame right now, I think.
Oh, she's a shoo-in. Are you kidding? The all-time scorer, she is something. Well, I know you're kidding because you were talking about it last time. You've gotten to see a couple of great players as a student here.
Oh, yes, it's definitely
Ellie Mendez and Alicia Flatten. I think both of those ladies are shoo-in for the Hall of Fame at some point. Here goes Flatten, three ball on the way. Oh, missed that one a little bit right. She loves that right side, though. Flatten is deadly out there. She can make it rain. Here's Fennenbach, gets it over to Zsa-Zsa. Now back to Fennenbach, back indoors, working it backwards. Zori Drew, turnaround jumper. And a whistle, no bucket. The one thing, the Penguins playing very aggressively, but Josh, while the foul is on Shauna Bryant, you'll notice none of the fouls are accompanied by a basket. I mean, it just doesn't seem like there's been too many three-point opportunities. In fact, I don't think there's been any. And this one from the line does not go by Kristen Hartley, a 5'9 freshman out of Cardston, Alberta, Canada. And as a result, it turns out to be a good foul under the circumstances. Some are better than others.
That's right, Stu. Sometimes you just can't let people score. You know, in certain games, it's better to foul some players than to foul others. You don't want to foul shooters. You don't want to foul their most, I guess, their star player is the last person you want to get to. But someone who can get to the line and have a chance to get the rebound off of some missed free throws.
Hartley misses both free throws. The Penguins box out. Wise hauls it in. They work the transition. And here goes Kimmy Nakamura for a three ball. 31-16, Kimmy connects. Now the Penguins back on defense, off to our right. Working it in is Ika, stolen away now by Kylie Berlinski. She's three on one. She's going to take it down and slow things down. She flips it backward to Nakamura. No look back over to Kylie. Right side, heaves it over the top. Left side, Flatten all alone. On the way, three ball short. Ooh, boy, she barely grazes the rim. Now Flatten steals it back away. Flatten swipes it away. Nakamura layup. Oh, what a perfect play from Flatten to Kimmy. Two.
Great heads-up play by the Penguins. Alicia Flatten coming away with the steal. And Nakamura, you can't say enough about her, Stu. She's up and down the court all over the place for the DUs.
33-16, fans. Penguins have lapped BYU late in the second quarter. Wow. Now down, up, and under. Wise with a foul committed against Kristen Hartley. Now Hartley missed two, Josh, just a moment ago from the line. Let's see if she can make up for that. Or did Wise have something up her sleeve there by intentionally fouling against Hartley? Hartley's 0 for 2 so far.
Well, I hate to see Melissa Wise pick up too many fouls. She has shown that the Penguins really, really do call for her. Really, she's really needed, I should say, late in the game for the Penguins throughout the season. You know, Stu, but she's been one of those players who tends to pick up a lot of fouls. She plays very tight, tenacious defense, much like her senior counterpart, Michaela Baskerville. But you know what? Melissa Wise, she has two already. The coaches are going to sit her down, get her a breather, and see what the Penguins can do now, being up 33-17 late in this first half.
Hartley makes the second. She missed the first one, but then did make. So she is 1 for 4 from the stripe. And I'm sure the Penguins are paying close attention to that. As Berlinski intending the pass for Bryant as it go out of bounds. And Janish in now for Bryant. So Kelsey's back in there, number 22. She takes her place. Low post on the left side, inbounds, flattened. Flatten almost got flattened by Mina Romito, the 5'7 freshman. Romito slammed into her as Flatten attempted to accept the inbounds pass. And so that sends Flatten to the line.
Well, Stu, the officials have seemed to be making it very clear they will not stand for a game that goes beyond, I guess, you know what I'm saying, too far beyond the mark in terms of being physical. They're not letting these guys get real physical as they did before in Hawaii. They're letting them play true ball. And you know what? Some coaches may disagree or agree with that. But at the same time, you know, you got to adjust the officiating. We talk about this all the time. And if BRU has to come back, they have to make those adjustments.
Flatten nails both of them with 1:10 to go, 35-17. 12 after 6, fans on the West Coast, PM in California. Inbounds now. The Penguins on defense. Driving the lane on the left side. Too much glass thrown up there by Gego. Penguins with another great rebound, Josh. Inside 1 minute. Oh, no. Kimmy had it out there on the right wing. She heaved it across the court diagonally at about midcourt. Intended for Gomes, but Rocky wasn't even looking. Went right over her head into the scoring table. And with 49 seconds to go, the Penguins find themselves on defense again.
It's an old cliche. You got to keep your head on a swivel, Stu. Always on the court and stay heads up.
Yeah, that's a good point. BYU's got it now off to our right. 37 seconds to go. 35-17. Here's a long three ball on the way by Mina. Romito is good. And that might be the first three ball by BYU, Josh. I'd have to check that. I don't think anybody's thrown one up there. Let's just take a peek. No, that's not right. Fenenbach early had one, and that was it. So that's a second. Penguins are going to try and get the last shot off in the half. Shot clock is off, 10 seconds to go. Flatten's got it right side, she's calling out the play. 35-20, Flatten left side. Flatten drives in, oh, too much glass. 3 seconds, Penguins down with it. 2-1, buzzer. That's the end of the half, Josh, but I'll tell you what, fans. The Penguins have been looking great in this first half, playing a very tough team. On paper, even more tough. They're tough all around. But if you look at the paper, look at these two teams on paper, there's no question the Penguins should not be in the position they are. Can they hold on? That's the big question. Penguins in the second half, their first year in the NCAA. Well, let's just put it this way. They've been performing in the first half much stronger than in the second.
You're right about that, Stu. They definitely have shown that they've been a one-half team. That's not a good thing, though. You got to perform for 40 minutes, and hopefully the Penguins can go in the locker room, make the necessary adjustments in order to stay ahead and come back and finish, which is the one big thing for the Penguins tonight and throughout these last two games of the season is finishing and finishing strong.
You are absolutely right, sir. 35-20 as the Penguin cheerleaders take the floor. 14 minutes to go in halftime. Josh will be back in about 9 minutes with the halftime extravaganza, fans. All the stats, and of course, Josh's opinion. All of his opinions are worth their weight in gold. You'll hear it right here, live, worldwide, on radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us. No money, but she won't drop out.
What's going on out there, sports fans? This is Josh Johnson coming back at you again with the second half action here in the Collins Center. It is the DU Penguins versus the BYU Hawaii Seasiders. Women's basketball, first off, here in the Collins Center. Coming to the mic now is none other than Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. What a game so far, fans. What a night this is turning out to be. First half, so far, so good. 35-20, Penguins. Well, that's nice to say against such a great team as the Seasiders. Back underway now, clock rolls. Here we go, second half. Guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30, but for now it's all ladies. All the time in the Penguins, steal it away. Good ball control there by Gomes to get in the way of that one. Flipped it off to Alicia Flatten. Brings it up to Bronner. 19 and a half to go. Penguins by 15. Bronner now stutter steps. Fakes left, goes right. Takes a screen from Bryant. Ooh, what a screen as Gago slams into Shauna. Up and over, soft side. Bronner thinking about it. Soft jumper from the free throw line. No. Missed it left. Tomkinson with the rebound. And stepping out of bounds. Loose ball. Oh, and the Penguins come up with it. Great play there by the DUs after BYU overthrew the man on the way down. Here is the jumper by Flatten from the right elbow. Missed it deep. Penguins 0 for 2 in the second half. Stolen away. Now loose ball and a whistle. Penguins called on, it's on Bronner. Picks up the first foul of the second half. Tammy, the grad student, number 12, 35-20 Penguins. 1 minute into it, no scoring yet. Right in front of the broadcasting area, Gagel will bring it in. The 5'9 senior out of Las Vegas went to Bonanza High School. Clock rolls 18:57.
Bonanza's, that on the Ponderosa, Stu? I believe it is.
No doubt about it, Josh.
With Haas, uh-oh. Little Joe, and all the rest of the Cartwrights?
That's the principal. Yes.
All shout out to Ponderosa High School.
All right, then.
Or Bonanza High School. Excuse me, not Ponderosa. No disrespect intended.
Now the Penguins steal it away for an instant under the southern hoop. But Seasiders get it back. Long jumper now by Fenenbach, who had a ton of minutes in the first half. No, she can't get it to fall. 18:22 to go. Penguins still by 15. No scoring in the second half, Josh. Now under the bucket, Bryant's got it off the glass. Too much glass. Now the rebound by Alicia Flatten. Flatten comes up wincing a little bit, but she's okay. You always got to keep it on. Flatten's right knee has been hurt several times over the years. The foul is committed by the Seasiders over the top, climbing up the back of Flatten. 18:12 to go. Short side, Flatten will have it. I formation. Now both teams split apart as the whistle blows. Penguins have 5 seconds with which to work to get it in. Inbounds, Michaela, softly from the right side, and Baskerville drains a deuce. 37-20, coming up and on 18 minutes. The only scoring in the second half so far have been by the Dominicans. Over on the right side now, Fenenbach's got it on the right wing. She gets it off to Tomkinson, left side. Now they work it back out, 13 on the shot. Spinning 360 move in there, Tomkinson with the whistle and the bucket. Did they wave it off?
I believe they call a foul there against Shauna Bryant, Stu. She came in at the last second.
No. Josh, you might be right. Pardon me, fans. Josh was absolutely right. Josh, for a second there, I thought I saw something, but I was wrong, and as usual, you were correct, sir.
Well, you can always tell when someone knows they have a foul drawn on them because they give that look as if they just broke something in the kitchen as a little kid, and they're just looking at the parents like,
no, that's good. Me? They dropped the shoulders. Totally guilty.
Me? That was
yeah,
me who did
me?
That?
37-23 is the freebie go, three-point play. After Bryant with the foul, but Bryant stays in. Coach leaves her home. Bryant now turnaround jumper. Bryant has Madison Kite plastered to her. Kite's screaming in her ear, the 5'11 junior. And Shauna draws a foul as a result. That is the fourth foul committed by the 5'11 junior Madison Kite. Four times, Josh. Early second half.
Yeah, that's one thing you have to be careful of, to not get yourself in foul trouble, especially now early in the second half. They're going to have to pull her out, and that might be costly for BYU. You want your best players in there, especially when you're down going into the second half and trying to make up for lost momentum. But right now, the Penguins have the upper hand.
Bryant misses the first one, and this one is not even close. But taken down by Gomes. Baskerville with the putback. No. Back down. Tipped out. They give it back to BYU as Gago got wrapped up with Bronner. Called out of bounds on Bronner. 17-26 to go, fans. 37-23 whistle holding. And this one's called on Bronner. And so now Berlinski's going to come in, and Bronner's going to take a breather. I think coach is going to leave her in for too much longer. And Berlinski does come in her place. Out there on the floor for the Penguins, Berlinski and Flatten, Baskerville, Bryant, Gomes. Penguins now on defense, bringing it up long side off to our left. BYU attacking the southern rim. Lawson's got it. She goes left side. Now a nice foot fake by Gago. Gago ends up on the ground and another whistle. And that whistle's getting a lot of work tonight here, Josh. This one's called on Baskerville. 37-23, 17:09 to go. Third quarter action, fans.
Well, like we said earlier in the first half, the refs aren't letting both of these teams get away with too much physicality in this game. They're calling it. They want a very clean game, and they're calling it as so. And both coaches are showing their frustration with the officiating just a little bit.
Three shot on goal. Three of them, Josh, by BYU, and only one even came so close as to hit the rim. Penguins finally get the rebound. Baskerville gets the rebound, passes it off. Now Flatten's got it, top of the key. Here's Gomes, down low, batted out of bounds. No, it's still in play. Stolen away after a terrible pass to the low post. Penguins on defense now as BYU drifting under the paint, stepping out of bounds was Tomkisson. Ooh, Tomkisson had the ball go whipping right past her. She wasn't even looking up on it. Tomkisson could have had one on the side of the head, but she got lucky it didn't hit her. She was looking away, Josh, and one of her teammates threw it to her, bullet pass style. 16:36 to go, 37-23. Penguins have committed four fouls in the second half. Seasiders have committed only two. Seasiders are very aggressive in the first half, and now Berlinski, the recipient of the pass, is fouled as the ball is on the way to her, and the foul was committed by Dara Tomkisson. That's the third. Inbounds, Penguins short side. Berlinski tries to pick up the screen around the outside of Gomes. Instead, she flips it outside to Alicia Flatten, who throws it away again. In transition, Zori Drew picks it up. Josh, this is what the Penguins do. All of a sudden, their passing becomes suspect. Shooting, suspect. Let's just hope they can hang on and play something like they did in the first half. But the opening minutes of the third quarter, Josh, are starting to frighten Penguin fans in the house. As deja vu all over again, let's hope not. Here's Baskerville. Penguins have had a couple of absolutely heartbreaking losses this year. Turnaround jumper by Berlinski. Air ball taken down by Bryant. Up with it, hits the bottom of the backboard, but not before a massive foul, Bryant, to the line.
Now, the Seasiders had to know, Stu, that they were going to get called for that one. The refs have been calling that foul all night long. You have to adjust to the officiating. You know if you're going to go over the back. It's gone on both sides of the court, Stu. When you see Dominican go over the back to try to get a block, they've called that foul. And when we've seen the Seasiders do the same thing on the other end of the court, they've called those fouls as well. So you must adjust to the officiating. You have to be smart and make smart fouls. If you're going to foul, be smart about it. Don't make those costly fouls. It's going to wind up running you, you know, on the short end, I guess, down the stretch, because it's 37-25, and BYU's, the Seasiders, are going to have to come up with an answer here to the Penguins real quick. They've started to do it a little bit. They've been able to score and transition somewhat, and Dominican has kind of been on their heels a little bit defensively, but hopefully the DUs can step up and the Seasiders can come back and be able to, I guess, get some points on the board, because time is now starting to become an issue, Stu.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I don't mean to get nervous, Josh, talking about the Penguins' inability to get some clean passing in the second half. Although it's tough to measure up against that first half. You know, that was just an absolutely stellar first half. Not only indicated by the score against a great team like BYU, Josh, but just the fact that all their passing in the first half was very crisp, shooting nicely, lots of wide open, lots of soft side passing, lots of crashing, down low, working it, outside, three balls for Flatten in the first half. So they had the long game going, they had the up close, post side going, 37-25 Deaves, Bryant to the line. I love the Penguins' play in the first half.
Oh yeah, they were great.
I could watch that all year.
They were great in the first half, and what's most important, I think, for the Penguins, of course, they didn't have the record they really wanted this year. Still, only 2 wins in conference, but at the same time, you want to finish on a strong note. You want to finish out these last 2 games at home, you know, when I guess the momentum is in your favor, and try to just get 2 last wins to at least put a little bit of icing on the cake for your season.
You're not kidding. Of course, the Penguins are going to fight right to the last. The last play this year, their first year in the NC2A. Shauna Bryant from the line goes 1 for 2. In transition now, BYU's got it. Heaving it up with an air ball goes Felicita Ika. Penguins come down with it after Baskerville fought for it and got it. Boy, you got to do a lot of work just to get a rebound around here. You really got to fight off a lot of players. But Baskerville did it. She is something else when it comes to defense. Baskerville's as good as they come. Left side now, 3 ball on the way, flattened deep, taken down. Baskerville with a great rebound, flips it back outside. Kylie on the way. Oh, Berlinski with 1 foot in. Oh, I thought that was a 3 ball, but the ref indicates a deuce. 40-25, 15 minutes to go, 15-point advantage. 15-15, Josh.
Yes,
sir. Not going to get crazy, but I got to tell you, I like the sound of that. Here's a travel on Zsa Lawson. Lawson, the recipient of the pass, drove the paint, Josh, but walked with it. Penguins get it again. You got to admit, Seasider's giving us a few free gifts tonight.
They are. They definitely are, Stu. And that's what we talked about earlier with execution. You got to be able to execute better offensively and defensively. And right now, the Penguins are doing a little bit better job of BYU than execution. And that's pretty much why, you know, we're getting these gifts right now, as you say, Stu.
Penguins on defense now. On offense. Off to our right. Kimmy goes 3 ball, very short. Graze the rim. Rebound. Losalini. And now the Penguins. Kylie Berlinski steals it away on a pass up court intended for Lawson. Kylie now drives in left side. No look pass over to Raquel. Gomes with a foot fake. Gomes goes outside, drifts over. Flatten has it, almost falls into the Penguin bench with a stage dive, throws it back with a heads-up play to Berlinski. 14:15 to go. Clock rolls. Berlinski's got it on the right side. 10 on the shot clock. Heaves it over to Alicia Flatten. Here's a jumper. Flatten on the way short. Loose ball. Tipped out. Bryant can't get it to go. Gomes follows it up, Josh. Good for 2.
Great job by Dominican Stu, being very proactive on the boards that time, getting in down in the paint, getting the scores. But just then, they let a score go in transition. You can't do that, Stu. It seems like just as we've seen their praises, something happens.
Well, the Penguins weren't lollygagging around. They got down there to the other end. It's just BYU was very aggressive in that subsequent play. Oh, great zigzag pattern play. Berlinski, Gomes, Bryant, 2. 44-27, Penguins answer, 13.5 to go. Long 3 ball on the way from the left wing by Gago. No. 3 shots on goal, finally an air ball, and Kimmy gets wrapped up with Zori Drew. Now fans, Drew is 5'7", but plays very tall. Kimmy's 5'6", and now a timeout has been called by Coach Ine. Possession arrow will go the way of the Seasiders. Penguins won't get the ball back at the end of the timeout called by BYU. And now BYU's coach is indicating that she thought the Penguins called the timeout. So after a very brief discussion, as it turns out, the Seasiders will be credited, if you will, for the timeout. 13-19 to go, 44-27. Here's Josh.
Well, one thing we saw there in that early in the second half, Stu, in the past few minutes of play, is the Seasiders are showing a lot of disgust there with the calls by the referees. That's to be expected. You're not going to like every call by the officiating, but you got to remember to get back on defense and maintain your assignments, and don't let the other team get ahead of you. DU, same way. The Penguins have had trouble all season getting back on defense, stopping the transition buckets, and they're doing a better job of it in this game, but I like to see them hustle harder, get back on D, and limit the open look opportunities that the Seasiders have been able to get, but just haven't dropped for the Seasiders. So there have been quite a few gifts on both sides of the ball for both teams. Right now, Dominican's looking great, and they're staying ahead, and they're running a lot of great plays offensively, and they have the Seasiders on their heels right now.
13-19 to go, fans. Good analysis there, Josh, as usual. 44-27, DU. Can the Penguins hold on? The Penguins were certainly not. No one around the conference thought the Penguins would be 44-27 with 13-13 to go. The question is, can the Penguins hold on? Josh and I will let you know in another 13 minutes of play. On the way, Kimmy. On the way, Kimmy. On the way, Kimmy for three. 44-27. Penguins by 20. Check it, 47-27. Not 44-27. 47. Here is Zsa Lawson out on the left wing. Zsa now, the spin move. Good pivot move. 360 goes top of the key. Gets it over to Gago. Gago throws it away. Out of bounds. And the Penguins will get it. Brian will bring it in to Berlinski.
And there was some miscommunication, Stu, on that one by the Seasiders. It looked like they're looking for someone to come out there to baseline or at least come out to the wing and get the pass, but it sailed right out of bounds. So
Kimmy goes three ball now, gets her own rebound, flips it off to Flatten, goes three short. Penguins are trying to make it rain here all of a sudden, Josh. They want to create some serious daylight. I guess 20's not enough. Check it, make it 18 after a good runner by Kristen Hartley, the 5'9 freshman. Hartley is 1 for 4 from the line, but she just poured in a beautiful textbook layup. Kimmy's got it now in the subsequent turnaround. They go over to the right side now. Berlinski's got it over to Nakamura. You know, that Kimmy is so stylish. She reminds me of JT Snow. She's so smooth. Three ball, Kimmy on the way, air ball. Uh-oh. Josh, here I'm talking about how stylish and smooth she is. And she let an oxygen ball rip.
Well, there was some contact on that shot, too, Stu.
Oh, well, then it's not a true air ball. If she was rattled, you know, I'll say anything to keep the old air ball tag off of any of our players. 47-29, fans. 11.5 to go. Media timeout. And I will bring you our junior broadcasting sensation, king of DU media. Here's Josh Johnson.
Yes, sir. Stu, it's been very interesting here in the second half. The Penguins have managed to stay up. One thing that has still kind of hurt them is getting back in transition. I hate to say it, but the Penguins have been one of that, you know, sort of a one-half team this season. I would like to see them get back in transition, play a little better defense. But right now we have two members. I don't know if they're alumni or I don't know if they're faculty, but they're on the court now.
They're the deans of a couple of the schools. Oh. Marty Nelson's out there, and I'm not sure who the other person is.
That is right. Right you are, and they are both shooting free throws.
Nobody's even come so much as to hit the rim.
Oh, we got one layup on the left side of the court.
No, they've got to be free throws.
Oh, free throws.
Oh,
well,
now it's just anything.
They've called an audible in the middle of the performance. But that was all ran by, I believe, David Morris.
That was great.
Our master of ceremonies here. He's the hype man of DU Athletics right now, Stu. He's the master of ceremonies when you know the breaks and the timeouts come. And
yeah.
He's done a very great job.
Oh no, he's great. And that was about as fun an activity as I've seen yet. Getting faculty people out there try and shoot the freebies.
Stupendous.
It's tough. It's tough, Josh. You know, the night that the Conlin Center opened, I had a raffle ticket to shoot one from half court.
Did you make it?
No, air ball.
Oh.
Here we go, fans. That was 10 years ago. Can you imagine that? Inbounds now for the Seasiders. They work it indoors very quickly to Lawson. Turnaround jumper 180, good. Clock rolls, 11:20 to go, 47-31. Penguins have some very serious work ahead of them to keep this thing under wraps. Here's a long jumper by Baskerville. No, not even close. Rebound taken by Losalini Fakaosi. the 5'9 sophomore. She heaves it up court, intended for Fennenbach, thrown away. Penguin ball, 11:07 to go, 47-31. Inbounds, Penguins have it. Top of the key, Wise, who re-entered. Here's Alicia Flatten out on the wing. Gets it to Janish, drives in. Janish softly. Oh, that Janish is good, Josh. Janish is so solid. She just banged it home after working it down low like a pinball machine. Oh, now it's knocked away by Wise. Wise and Janish got in there for the rejection play. And the foul is called against Wise.
And that will be Melissa Wise's third. That will be her third of the game. I thought it was her fourth.
Yeah, you're right, her third. She picked up two early and got yanked in the first half. You're right, Josh. And so Coach conserved her, and I think that's probably a pretty good move. This freebie now from Losalini Fakaosi goes down. 49-32, 10:42 to go. You know, I think Fakaosi is a multiple sport player. I think she also plays on the volleyball team, Josh. I remember her name on
the volleyball team.
We have to
double check it. But she might be a two-sport athlete. We have a few of those here at Dominican.
That's right. I think Faka Ose, that must be where we heard her name, because the basketball team only makes one trip over.
True.
Here we go, fans. After the freebies go, Penguins bring it inbounds from Flatten to Janish, and BYU steals it away and scores two. 49-35, 10:26 to go. All of a sudden, BYU is bringing it big time. Penguins got to sharpen things up. Stolen away from Janish. 3-on-2, transition ball. Tomkinson goes up, missed it. And Baskerville with a rebound. Woo! Boy, the Penguins needed that as we come to the last couple of seconds of the third quarter just to keep the momentum going. The Penguins were bleeding all of a sudden there, hemorrhaging. And now from the right wing goes Berlinski. Long ball, 18-footer, good.
Well, that last possession, Stu, BYU was using a lot of the full court trap against DU, and that has been the problem for the Penguins all season, is dealing with that trap, but they've done a good job of doing it in this game.
What a play by Fakaosi. Turn around, 360 jumper in the paint with the scissor legs. What a tremendous play. She goes 360 with the scissor legs, Josh, and gets it to fall off the glass. 51-37, 9.5 to go. Berlinski's got it now, and the Penguins just want to slow things down. The last couple of minutes have been so fast, all the transition work, a lot of scoring, and the Penguins haven't worked it down. 2 seconds on the shot clock on the way. Oh, man, and right on the buzzer, Berlinski manages to get some iron at least, but it doesn't fall. Now the up and under by Rochelle Fennenbach, Josh. I don't know what that was, but that was incredible. That was a shot of the night right there as Fennenbach drifting away from within the paint, falls outside, buckling, falling backward, underhanded jumping hook shot, Josh. I don't know what you call that, but it went. 8:53, here he is, fans. Josh Johnson.
Well, BYU has been trying to come back and forth with this DU team. It's starting to become like a heavyweight match here in the second half. They've been throwing punches. Dominican's been throwing punches. BYU has been trying to disrupt the flow of the offense with the trap and the full court press. But right now, Dominican is doing a pretty decent job of handling that, Stu. But BYU is almost coming within, I believe they're within 12 points of the DUs right now. Dominican's going to have to keep the pressure on, keep the ball moving offensively. I'd like to see them try to force it down the court a little more when they face that trap, because there always is a man that you might leave open down the court when you run that trap, Stu. There's always one or two players that might be able to move around and get it going. So the Penguins are going to have to, you know, adjust to that. But right now, they're still ahead, and we're still holding our breath because 8 minutes and 53 seconds is left. And we're always reminding you at Dominican University that you can find out about this game and more great games and all DU sports, softball, basketball, volleyball, anything, on DominicanAthletics.com. That's www.DominicanAthletics.com. If you go to Dominican.edu, you'll find the tab there on the school's website. Lead you to the great new athletic page, brand new, designed and ran by our SID, Brandon Davis, at Dominican University.
It's all DU sports 24/7. Hey, Josh, why don't you open up the AOL Instant Messenger. We'll give the fans an opportunity to hit us up with an instant message if they like. And while Josh is doing that, we'll get back to the game. Bronner's got it after the pass by Flatten. No look pass over to Raquel. Six on the shot. Gomes back over to Bronner. Four on the way up. Two. Bronner with the up and under. No. Reset as BYU picks it up. 8.5 to go, fans. 51-39. Left corner Fennenbach. She drives in with the soft jumper. Good. And all of a sudden, BYU cannot miss. 8:13 to go. Backcourt. Penguins have 10 seconds to bring it across. 5 to bring it in. 10 to bring it across midcourt. Flatten now over to Bronner. Now Kimmy to Wise under the bucket. Wise passes it off to Raquel as she gets slaughtered under the hoop. Man, does she get nailed, Wise. But no whistle, Josh. 7:50 to go. The Penguins do score. 53-41. It was a 20-point lead a minute ago. Now it's 12. BYU went on a heck of a run there, raining inside and out, and now it's almost thrown away, but somehow it's saved before going into the backcourt by Zori Drew. Right side driving in, soft jumper air ball, taken down by Hartley, and they call too much time on the buzzer. The bucket went through, but the referee called it off, Josh, and they give the ball back to the Penguins, and that is a momentum killer. For BYU, Josh, that was painful. Penguins the recipient of something good there, and the DUs needed it in a big way. 7:24 to go. Radio.Dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide. Here's Josh.
Well, right now, the coach of BYU Hawaii is not real happy with the officiating, and both coaches have definitely had their bones to pick here with the officials. But, you know, it's too, like we said, that's a part of the game. And when they go our way, we like it. When we don't go our way, we don't. But that's just how it goes here at Dominican University, and that's how it goes in NCAA basketball. And now they have the band in the house tonight for the Penguins. If you show up to the game here, if you're on campus listening or anywhere throughout the Marin County area, we invite you to show up here to the beautiful Collins Center and hear some great music by our in-house band who's here to perform. For the games tonight, we got the men and women's basketball games. Right after this, the men will be playing BYU Hawaii. And BYU Hawaii is a team that beat the men's team by 18 in Hawaii. And that was with all-star freshman Austin Bryan. Tonight, the Penguins will be playing without Austin Bryan, who suffered a knee injury to Notre Dame Dana Mira University here in the Collins Center just this past week. So Austin Bryan will be out for the Penguins. We do not know how long he will be out. We will have that news for you as soon as we get it here at Dominican University. But they've had a little bit of lineup change, and we're going to see some of those old stars for DU come out and show their mettle against BYU Hawaii as we try to redeem ourselves against that squad later tonight. But for right now, 7:24 left, 53-41. The Penguins are still up, and it is women's basketball here in the Collins Center.
I got to give a shout-out to the DU Jazz Band bringing live music into the Conlon Center for the first time ever. I love it. Now the Penguins work it down low. Bullet pass left-handed from Flatten to Wise, and the Penguins open up after the timeout with a big two ball there, and that was a tremendous play. What a pass by Flatten. Back in the day of the Cal Pack, Flatten was consistently one of the assist leaders. Now she's a scoring leader in the Pac-West and still doing a number with the assist. Timeout called by BYU. Oh, man, and the referees and the coach. Uh-oh.
And they give a tech to the BYU coach, I believe that is.
That is correct. A T has been called on Wendy and Nai, and she is unhappy with the officiating and let them know about it. So that means the Penguins get point in possession. And the Penguins get to choose the shooter, and that will be Alicia Flatten, who's about an 80% shooter, by the way. And the Conlon Center falls dead quiet, and that one swishes through the all-time scoring leader. And you don't see too many technicals here in the Conlon Center, but we saw one tonight, fans, as BYU's coach gets called, and Flatten knocks down both of them. Now the Penguins will get the ball back as well. 6:52 to go, 57-41. And Josh, that was another gift. And
that was
while BYU are the more experienced team, The Penguins are no slouch, and you cannot keep giving the Penguins one gift after another and expect to get past the mighty Dominicans. 6:43 to go, and the Penguins now threw it away. Oh, Flatten gets wrapped up with Zori Drew, but Drew comes up with it. Now they go right side, off the glass, Gago, whistle.
And they call something on the bench of the Seasiders of BYU, Stu. I'm not too sure what it is, but...
Now the referee has called another technical on the Seasiders, and it's a bench technical this time. It's not called on the coach. This is the second one, but the referees are now in conference, and one is talking to Dara Tomkinson. She's getting very close. So the Penguins now with the recipient of another technical and all the good stuff that comes along with it. And here goes Alicia Flatten, Josh, and she pours in another swish ball. Flatten back to the line now. On the way, backspinning. Flatten knocks them all down. So now the referee is still explaining to Coach Wendy Anae exactly what happened. BYU players a little bit sheepish as they come back out onto the floor. I didn't hear what it was, Josh, but I saw a couple of the players up off the bench.
I thought at first it was a tech on the bench, but then she called over the one player, and so I thought it was a tech on that. We're not too sure. We'll get some clarity on that as soon as we can.
Josh, I think it was ultimately called on Tomkinson, but I'm not positive. Now down low, the Penguins have the ball as they did receive the possession. Here's a nice head fake by Wise. Wise off the back rim. Good for two. 61-43, 6:08 to go. The Penguins are going to dig deep here, Josh. Wins are hard to come by this first year for the Penguins in the Pac West, and the ball is thrown away by BYU through the fingertips of Kristen Hartley, and Bronner lets it go out of bounds. That was a veteran move on Bronner, letting that pulling the hands back and letting the ball go out of bounds. 5:58 to go. The clock rolls. 61-43. Penguins with the ball on the long side. Bronner comes up, heaves it across the court as she got accosted by a couple of Seasiders. Flatten's got it now. Flatten's got Zori Drew on her. Drew slams into Wise with a nice screen. Three ball, Flatten on the way. Oh, in and out. Wise with the rebound. Back up. Foul.
I don't know why the Seasiders would leave Alicia Flatten open at the top of the key like that, Stu.
You don't let
the shooters get wide open looks. And you just can see the frustration a little bit on the faces of the Seasiders. They don't like the fact that they've been called with two techs back-to-back. And now Melissa Wise will go to the charity stripe for the Penguins.
Yeah, no, you never want – one technical in a game is bad enough, but two is just I don't know. It's tough to recover from that. Tell it like it is. Wise gets to the line, and she knocks out one down, 62-43. So while the Penguins came out, Josh, in the second half, looking kind of sloppy, all the momentum going the way of BYU, they have corrected very nicely, and it's a 19-point game. And Wise on the line to make it 20, and she does so.
And, you know, Stu, I also like to add that, you know, despite we might get some questionable calls from the officials every now and then, they're held accountable as well. There is, you know, a committee, and there is a governing body over the officials.
And it's all on videotape.
It is. It's all on videotape. There are people that, you know, are here to observe the officials, and they look over the tape and make sure the games were called fairly and correctly. And you know what? The officials take that seriously, and they try to call as good games as they can. But you can't always be right. And, you know, and I'm not going to say they're right or wrong on those two texts because I didn't get too good of a view of it. But, you know, that's just sports, Stu, and sometimes it happens. And if BYU has to come back, they have to make those adjustments. But right now, time is of the essence because it's 5:22 on the clock and they're down 20.
And you're right. You know, when it comes down to sports, everybody's emotional. It's a very intense atmosphere. And I can see, I'm surprised there's not more technicals.
True, true.
When you think about it, 5:22 to go. Penguins now on defense. Inbounds on the short side. BYU's got it. Penguins by 20, Josh, 20 points. Penguins only have two wins in conference this year, and they are going to dig deep and try and hold on to this one in a big way. On paper, BYU ranked much superior to the DUs, but the Penguins got it by 20 right now. Check it, make it 17. And just as I said that, Dara Tomkinson lays in a big-time tray ball. Check it, that was only a two? I thought she was well outside the arc, but apparently she had a foot on it. 63-45, 4:56 to go. Penguins are going to dig for everything they've got with only one home game to go after tonight. They want this one badly.
Well, you can tell they're getting a little antsy out there, Stu, and Coach Chambers yelled out, keep it together, keep your composure, and keep doing what we've been doing in this game.
Gomes now gets in the way of the driving Tompkinson. Foul is called against. Is that called against Takoy? It is. Yeah. No, check it.
Raquel Gomes, that goes against Stu.
No, that's against Kylie Berlinski.
Oh, excuse me? That is against Kyle
Josh,
Bresky,
you don't make too many errors. But
I don't make too many. No. I thought I saw the referee hold up 3-2.
I remember you made one time in your freshman year. Now you're a junior. This is only the second time I remember it.
I shouldn't
now,
be making those freshman
to
mistakes.
To the line goes Tompkinson. She misses the first one. 63-45 on the way. This one's good. 4:43 to go, fans. Josh, the junior broadcasting sensation. Only 1 year to go, Josh, till you graduate. Here we go, fans. Back underway. The Penguins working. Zigzag style. Flatten. Finds Gomes down low left side. Good. 4.5 to go. 65-46. Penguins keep the pressure on. Here's a big long jumper by Fennenbach. Does not go. Penguins get the rebound. Flatten will bring it up after Berlinski hauled it in. Flatten now crosses the timeline left side. Over there by the fans on the Penguins side of the Conlin Center. Left corner now, almost muffed away. Gomes comes up with it, though. Passes it off to Takoy. Now Berlinski, top of the key. Left side, Flatten, three ball on the way. Oh, Flatten does it again! Flatten knocks down a big-time tray ball. The largest margin tonight, 22 points, 68-46. 3:47 to go, Josh.
And she just increases that record, Stu.
That's right. Everything's icing now. Flatten, the all-time point leader. Three ball, Fennenbach, top of the key, good. Fennenbach knocks down a big-time three ball from 22. Oh, no, and Flatten brings it inbounds and heaves it over Baskerville, intended for Mikhail at the midcourt. That was easy for me to say. Midcourt, and it went into the hands of BYU. They've got it now. They work it back down low. BYU gets it in there to Kite. Kite goes right side. Kite gets it to go. And draws a whistle. She'll go to the line. Foul is against Takoy. That's her fourth, Josh. With 3:13 to go, Takoy gets rung up. 68-51. Eight fouls committed by the Penguins. Eight fouls committed by the BYUs. 3:13 to go. Here's Josh.
Well, Stu, right now we've seen it go back and forth, but we've seen the Penguins just take command of the second half. Contrary to what we've seen a lot of this season, the Penguins have been a two-half team. They've been playing well. They've been able to adjust to the trap. They haven't let BYU Hawaii get too many big shots, but they've stayed ahead, and they've done a good job of doing it so far in the second half. But you have to watch out for BYU. 3 minutes and 13 left. They're going to get their shooters out there. You can look for them to be spotting up from beyond the arc, trying to get the three balls to go. And, you know, Dominican just has to keep the composure, and like Coach Chambers was screaming from the bench, keep it together. And that is what it is.
3:13 to go, fans, 68-51. In the second half, as mentioned, the Penguins 2-12 in conference. BYU 5-7 in conference. 3:13 to go. All right, fans, here we go. To the line now is Madison Kite. On the way, she missed it left. Taki with a rebound. 3:10 to go. Penguins on the precipice of the third win in conference. Across the court, Kylie. She gets it to Rocky. Gomes throws it away. Intended down low. Instead, it goes into the hands of Gago. Gago flips it back off now to Tompkinson. Tompkinson's been tough on the Penguins. Now they get it back down low. Turnaround jumper by Ika, good. 68-53, clock rolls. 2:44 to go. Clock rolls now. Penguins have it on the right side. Baskerville drives in all alone. Oh, Michaela saw the open spot. The softy over the top of Ika is good. 2.5, Josh. 70-53. Penguin coaches are calling out no fouls. They don't want to give it any opportunity whatsoever to BYU. Top of the key now, three ball. goes on the way. Fenenbach good. She knocks down another one. That's Fenenbach's third. 2:10 to go, 70-56, Penguins. Clock rolls in the backcourt. Three in the back. Three Penguins back there. Three Seasiders. 2 minutes, fans. Here we go. 2 minutes. The Penguins lead, 70-56. Taki thinking about it with a head fake. Tokoi almost throws it away. 14 on the shot clock. Penguins are working the clock to death. Now a quick little stutter step with a phony screen set up. They get it over to Taki. She hits the rim to reset the shot. No. Does not go. A buck and a half to go. 70-56. Fenenbach three short. Gets her own rebound. And it's a jump ball between Fenenbach and Berlinski, and the Penguins will get it on the possession arrow. In for the Penguins, Bronner re-enters, Wise re-enters, Bryant re-enters, and Nakamura stays in with Gomes. Taki back out. No, Gomes comes out too. Wise back in there. Stays out there with Baskerville. So the Penguins sub in four freshies. 90 seconds to go, fans. Baskerville brings it in the backcourt. Over to Michaela. Now Kimmy's got it. Kimmy's got Fenenbach plastered to her right side. Bronner thinking about it. 1:16 to go. Bronner backs up and resets. Surveys. 1:12. 70-56. Here's a nice head fake by Baskerville. Flips it off to Wise. No look. Wise rattles it around and it falls. 1 minute exactly, fans. Josh, the Penguins are going to do it. They're going to get their third win of the night, of the season. Over to the left side now. Madison Kite drives it home. Lane. Low lane on the left side, and the post gets it to go. 47 seconds. Penguins are just working it. Wise has it. Oh, Wise gets slaughtered under the hoop by Madison Kite. Wise now is helped up by Felicita Ika. That's a good piece of sportsmanship there. By Ika. Nice move. 40 seconds to go. 72-58. All Penguins, all night fans. Happy to report. And the Penguins are still playing some pretty massive defense as Michaela Baskerville came running in, blocked the ball away. Foul is committed by Baskerville, the 5'6 senior out of Alameda. Baskerville's got one home game left, Josh, after tonight. Just one to the line is Rochelle Fenenbach, the 5'6 junior out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, in and out. You know what Coeur d'Alene means? It's eye of the all, Josh. 32 seconds to go. The eye of the all. I think I have that right. 26 seconds to go. I know somebody from Coeur d'Alene will write us and say, no, yeah, you were close, but not quite. 19 seconds. You ever been there?
Never.
18 seconds to go. Clock rolls. BYU is just going to back off. Bronner with some nice ball control. No look pass to Bryant. 8 seconds to go. The Penguins are going to have their third win. Soft jumper by Wise. 5 seconds to go on the shot clock. Wise buries a deuce. 74-58. 3 seconds. Penguin ball. Clock stops as Fenenbach hits the deck. 2 seconds to go. Josh, what a great night. The Penguins were not expected to win this one. The Penguins are very tough and very tough tonight. 2-1. That's game, fans. The Penguins with their third conference victory. Josh, what a beautiful night. The Penguins played superb basketball all night tonight. What a superb performance by the mighty Dominicans. And you heard it live on radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned for the men's game. We're going to have DJ Sammy Darrow. He'll be here to help us out. Josh and I will be back 20 minutes from now. Penguin women on top, victorious with their third win tonight.
Yes, sir, Stu. They went, and one thing the Penguins did and improved on tonight were finishing. They finished. They went in the first half up, came out in the second half, maintained their dominance, stayed on top, kept their composure, and they finished. And that's what we love to see. Way to finish out your second to last game of the season. I'm liking it, Stu.
Yeah, absolutely. Superb playing by the Penguins. That's three superbs in the post game, Josh. You don't get three of those from me too often, but the Penguins were that and more tonight. Please stay tuned, fans. Men's game coming up in 20. Radio.dominican.edu.